Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey, I'm excited to be with you today, and we are going to talk about something that was suggested to me by a friend on Facebook. I actually have a free Facebook group. If you are out there and you are in the Facebook world, come on and find me. It's called Lisa's Songwriting Tips, and that's where I try to share a few little tips and things like that to help us all along this journey. And this comes from Rick, and he asked the question. You know, he said, telling too long of a story with his song is the problem. His style is to tell a story, but sometimes he runs over way too long. And you know what, Rick, you are not the only one. In fact, this was certainly one of my problems starting out, is that, you know, we have all these great ideas and we're so excited to write, and then we tend to go on and on and on because we have so many great things to say. But that can be a bit of an issue because sometimes we lose our listener. So let's get into it today on how you can actually condense your story and make it really interesting, you know, but still keep all those wonderful, great details and still connect with your listener. So this is the thing. The goal is you want to be able to enjoy your songwriting as a kind of therapeutic exercise. You want to write so that you can still tell your story and work through the emotions, but you also want others to connect with it. And they may not want to do that when it's a super long, drawn out story song. So this is a really great way to lose fans. Yeah, you heard me right. Lose fans and listeners, you know, if you're going on and on too long. The problem is your songs are beautiful, beautiful stories, you know, maybe something really from the heart. Maybe it's a story that you've heard and you really want to put it into song form. But the problem is they're just too darn long. So there's a lot of nice details, but more often than not, they run on for such a long time, which means people who now have the attention span of goldfish these days lose interest too soon. Now, if you don't figure out how to edit your songs so that the heart of them still stays intact, but you can say the same thing just as effectively, you know, actually more effectively in less time, then you're just going to write the same type of song over and over, right? These nice, big, huge, long songs, and you're going to get a great idea for a story. You know, the idea and the lyrics and the melodies, it's all going to come to you, but you're going to keep putting it together where it's too long, it becomes, you know, the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. So we don't want that to be happening, do we? So I thought I would show you an example of a great story song that actually keeps it under, oh, around 3.5 minutes or so, give or take. And this is a really fun one, and it's called Goodbye Earl by The Chicks. Now, this was actually written by Dennis Lind, a man named Dennis Lind. But, you know, I did look up the song, and it's around, you know, on YouTube and actually on paper, the song's about 4 minutes and 20 seconds. But the meat and potatoes of the song is around that 3.5, 3:45 mark. So it's kind of funny, if you don't know this song, it sounds like it's a very serious song, which of course it is. The subject matter is extremely serious, but the song itself is a lot of fun. So I'm going to read it to you and explain to you how this kind of goes and flows. So the first verse is, Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. So they're setting the scene. You're telling who the story is about, you know, what their relationship is, right? Says they're best friends. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. So there's the end of that first verse. Okay, so we got everything is set in the scene, that very first verse. Second verse goes like this. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She'd put on dark glasses or long-sleeved blouses or makeup to cover a bruise. She finally got the nerve to file for divorce, and she let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Now, that's the second verse. So again, setting the scene. So here's what's happening. Here's the conflict that's come about, okay? And then pre-chorus. Right away, Marianne flew in from Atlanta on a red-eye midnight flight. She held Wanda's hand as they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide. Okay, so that's bringing you right into the chorus, which is the nucleus of the song. And of course, the chorus is that Earl had to die, na 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 na, goodbye. You know how it goes. Those black-eyed peas, they tasted all right to me, Earl. You feeling weak? Why don't you lay down and sleep, Earl? Ain't it dark wrapped up in that tarp, Earl? Okay, so there's the chorus, all right? So we're thinking, oh, well, what's going to happen here? Okay, they've killed Earl. So now what? So then we've got our third verse, which is following our first chorus, right? The cops came by to bring Earl in. They searched the house high and low. So you can kind of visualize all of this, right? Then they tipped their hats and said, thank you, ladies. If you hear from him, let us know. Well, the weeks went by and the spring turned to summer and summer faded into fall. And it turns out he was a missing person who nobody missed at all. I do want to note that as you can tell when I'm reading this, it literally reads like a story. It flows off the tongue. It's really easy to actually say. It's quite clear what's going on. There's no guessing. Sometimes they say speak as if you're talking to a fourth grader. I mean, this is pretty straightforward, right? Even though, as they say, the subject matter is quite serious. So then the pre-chorus is different this time around. So same melody. Different. It says, so the girls bought some land and a roadside stand out on Highway 109. They sell Tennessee ham and strawberry jam, and they don't lose any sleep at night because Earl had to die. And back to the chorus. You know how the rest goes. And if you don't, you better look up the song because it's so great. So this is the thing. You can do the same thing with your songs, okay? So look at your song from an outsider's perspective. First of all, that's a great idea. Read your song lyrics back. In fact, take a moment to even read it out loud to somebody. Is it flowing? Does it make sense? Is it uncomplicated? Do you know what's going on? Are you getting to the storyline? Are you introducing your characters in the beginning and that sort of thing? You almost have to compare it to a movie. So in a movie, you're introduced to characters and the setting. And then there's some kind of rising action, right? Something that's leading up to the main problem. Just like I said in the Earl Had to Die story, you know, it was like she wandered all around the town. All she found was Earl. Next thing you know, he's leaving up bruises on her and black eyes and things like that. So it's like, oh goodness, here comes the problem. There's a conflict. And then you're going to go always back to your chorus. That's why your chorus has to be that sort of centralized. I don't want to say generic, but sometimes a general feeling. Because if you look at that song as well, the chorus, you're not learning much information. It just literally Earl had to die and then some silly stuff in between. But all of the quote unquote meat and potatoes are in those verses, right? That's where you're telling the story. That's where you're painting the pictures. That's where you're seeing all the emotion and all of those things, right? But the chorus is simple and it's fun and it's catchy. And that's why it's easy to come back to it each time. So that's something to keep in mind when you're writing. So back to the movie script. So there's a climax of the story, right? Where the problem reaches a high point. That's what, you know, when you're watching a movie and it's like you're maybe three quarters in and it's like, oh my gosh, is the man going to kill the person or whatever? That's when things are high and intense, right? Or they're just trying to solve that problem. So they come to the climax and then there's some falling action where the characters work to solve the problem. So you kind of realize that things are like settling down and on their way out. And then there's a resolution. That was a mouthful. A resolution. Or in other words, how things end up in the story. So if you're thinking of your song, you know, same thing. Maybe your third verse or whatever comes after your first chorus, you're giving some more information. Maybe this is where you're going to add a little bit more conflict, go back to your chorus, and then in your bridge, that is probably where there's going to be that huge climax of the story, and then there's some kind of resolution, right? So when you write your story songs this way, someone is essentially hearing your story, and they're feeling your intention behind your song through audio. A lot of us are audio learners, and if you can create your song so that it's easy to follow along and also brings us into your world and keeps us interested along the way, then in my opinion, you have won, all right? So think of your song, right? Is there that beginning? Then there's that pre-chorus. Like I just went through this whole thing. But let's really talk about editing. I really feel that, especially if you are having a hard time condensing your songs and making them not so long, try to limit yourself to 4 lines per verse, right? So you've got 4 lines in a verse, and then maybe you've got 2 lines for your pre-chorus, 4 lines in your chorus, and then back to another verse that only has 4 lines, and then another pre-chorus with 2 lines, back to your 4-line chorus, and then a bridge, and try and keep your bridge to 2 lines. So this is going to kind of keep you within those boundaries and really keep you thinking of it. And I am a visual person, so I'm literally thinking of it as like going up the hill and coming back down the hill, being taken on that journey as a listener. So that's something that can really help you. And then it comes to editing, right? Now, editing can be so hard. And I talk about this a lot, like, you know, songs are our babies, or they are our, you know, it's our heart and our soul, and it's put out there into the world. It's often a journal experience. You know, it's something that's really felt deep down inside. And how can you simply ask me to cut out this word or take out that verse or, you know, change that verse to that section? There's just no way. This is my beautiful song and it's a piece of me. Well, I'll tell you why you can do that. Because first of all, great ideas don't run out. Beautiful songs, they come from your source, and you can tap into that anytime. If you ever need help tapping into that, you know, you connect with me. I have a free creative visualization on my website. If you go to musicandmindfulness.co, you know, you can always tap into your creativity that way. But another thing is editing can actually be a beautiful thing. I often think of my brother when he wrote his book. And, you know, I read the first version of it before it was sent out to any publishers, and it was fantastic. And then he got it published. And, you know, when you're working with your editor, I remember saying to him, how's it going? How are things? And he'd say, oh man, I still have to edit so many, you know, I've got to get this huge manuscript down to 250 pages. So it's like, you're taking you're taking your work to the chopping block. But I'm telling you, when it's done, it's amazing, because it's like everything is clear and concise. Everything has a reason for being there. And that's what you really have to ask yourself. When you look at your words to your song and you're listening, is every single word important, and does it serve a purpose? Should it be there? Or is it just fluff? Is it just, I don't mean to say fluff, but does it just rhyme with the last line and that's why it's there? Or you said something really cool in that verse and it's like, man, I don't know if I'll ever come up with something so cool again, so I gotta keep that. I am guilty of that, definitely. But you gotta get rid of that if it's not serving your song, right? It has to serve your song. In turn, then it serves you and it serves your listener. So you've got to be okay with editing. And ask yourself after each word and each line, is this really speaking to the intention of my song? And that's really going to make it a lot easier when it comes down to editing. I always say, try and keep your songs between 2.5 to 3.5 minutes. That's kind of the going standard. You know, listen, if you are just doing it for fun and you don't care if it goes 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes long, go for it. I don't know who's still going to be listening by the 7-minute mark, but hey, if you got listeners, good for you. And you know what? Like I say, maybe that's not why you're doing it. You're really doing it as a reason to, just as a therapeutic reason, just to get the song out of your mind and your heart and into the world. And by all means, go for it. If you want people to stick around though, I encourage you to try to pull it back and keep it a little bit under those 3.5 minute marks. And one last thing I want to add, and I don't care who you are, as far as if you're a musician or not, or you're just dabbling in this, or maybe you're just new to songwriting, it's really important to know that your inner state and your mindset is really in a good place. And I know for myself that if I'm not careful, my mindset goes to a not so great place. If you're looking for a way to really reprogram your thoughts so that you're more on default of having a more positive, intentional thought process, I really encourage you to go to my website. I actually have something, it's a free download, and it's called the Success Affirmation Audio. So this is something I've created for you. Like I said, it's free. All you have to do is make a point of listening to it sometime throughout your day, okay? It's only a few minutes long, but what it does is it helps to override the negative thought patterns that you've been listening to over the years and replaces them with positive, forward-thinking thoughts. So for example, when you're looking at your song and going, ugh, I'll never be able to cut this down, or I'm not good enough, there's just no way that I can make this happen, or I'm always going to write these awful long songs forever and I'm never going to be good enough. Nah, don't think so. Go to my website, download this free affirmation audio, and start talking nicely to yourself. This is going to help you. Okay, so let's recap. So I hope you got some really great ideas from today's episode. So rather than going on and on with your song, I encourage you, you know what, look at some of your favorite songs, story songs. Okay. What are their formats? And when it comes to your song, treat it kind of like a movie. Like, where is the ups and the downs and the climax and the resolutions? Okay. So look at your song in the same kind of way, kind of stepping outside of it. Another thing that we went over today is when it comes to editing your song, make sure that you're actually limiting yourself to 4 lines, you know, 4 lines in the verse, 4 in the chorus, and then 2 for your pre-chorus and 2 for your bridge. That's going to really help you keep things under control, if for lack of a better term. And last but not least, perhaps most important, is always remembering that songs don't run out. Your inspiration is always there to tap into. So do not be afraid to edit. Don't be afraid to cut out. In fact, things that you cut out, you can always come back to. You can, you know, sometimes I used to save them all at the bottom of my Word document, like, oh, in case there were some nuggets of gold there that I can use in another song. You know, you don't have to get rid of everything completely. So always go back. It's okay to trim. And I'm telling you, give this a shot and see what other people think. In fact, give them a before and after. So here's my long song. And you know what? Here I edited it. What do you think of this new version? It's always great to have some feedback from, you know, friends or people who have a really good listening ear and can give you some honest opinions. Most importantly, I want you guys to remember that you are so fabulous. You're so awesome. I'm so humbled to be a part of your lives. And I really do hope that some things that I'm providing can be helpful to you. I really think that it's important to use our music as a way to, you know, heal and deal with things and cope. Go ahead and leave a review if you don't mind, as this helps me reach more listeners. I really am wishing you all the best, and I think of you all very often, and I hope that you have an amazing day, and thank you so much for being the best part of Music and Mindfulness.